This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Cherry Hill Volvo is honored to sponsor the Rich Zeoli podcast. We thank Rich for informing and entertaining all of us. Rich Zeoli, 1210 Talk Radio and Cherry Hill Volvo, an absolutely amazing team.
China is not our friend. China is our enemy. And it's very obvious that the world is waking up to that fact. When the United Kingdom yesterday announced that they were not going to use Huawei for their 5G network, that was a big win for the West. We are living right now, it's 2020, and we're in the middle of a gigantic Cold War with the Soviet Union. And I'm sorry, with China. And it's ironic because I just read a story about right after the Cold War with the Soviet Union, how the CIA got involved in the crafting of certain songs, like particularly the song Winds of Change. I'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. But we went through this major Cold War with the Soviet Union that lasted decades, and China was always on the periphery of that. But now the Cold War is with China 100%. They are our enemy. And whether or not China deliberately released the coronavirus from a laboratory or not, we know that China deliberately locked down their country, certain parts of it, and then sent their people out into the world, around the world, to essentially now infect the world. I mean, we know that. That's documented. That's not conspiracy theory. That's the truth. We know that China steals our data. There's this TikTok program, which I don't know, you may use this TikTok app. And the kids love it, and they're using it all the time. And it's entirely so that China can steal our data and mine our data and then spy on us. It's one of those apps that's free, because nothing's free in life, and we should remind people of that. And so the United States is actually considering banning TikTok. Now, I'm not saying that we should ban something for speech reasons, but if there's a national security issue where they're actually using it as a pipeline to steal and hack our country, that's an entirely different subject. That's apparently what's happening here with this TikTok application. China is they're just bad actors, and they're messing around in the Red Sea and the South China Sea, and they're messing around down there trying to claim sovereignty over that. There's a congressman down in Florida who believes that it's only a matter of time until this Cold War with China becomes a hot war with China. So yesterday, the president said that they were going to hold China fully responsible. And when the United Kingdom said, we are not going to allow Huawei to do our 5G network, because the idea is that this company, Huawei, this Chinese company, which is in applications throughout almost in every platform you can think of. It's in cars, it's in cell phones, and it's bad because it's China. The Chinese Communist Party owns it. They own everything in China. It's not like there's a free market. And it's all about Chinese data mining. It's all about spying on us. United Kingdom at first, Boris Johnson's government said they were not going to turn down Huawei using it. And in a major win for the United States and for the West, the UK said yesterday they're done with Huawei. So the West is now joining together against China. The bad news is that this Cold War with China could go into a hot war very quickly. And that's not good for anybody. That's a very, very bad situation. But at the same time, China is directly responsible for people's deaths in this country. And the more that we can talk about that, that's why when you say the China virus, you're not being racist. You're trying to blame this on the company. It's like the Chernobyl nuclear reactor. You're not trying to be racist against Chernobylans. You're trying to point out what happened and where it happened and how it was covered up, and then the deliberate actions by the government that cost people their lives. It's the same exact thing with the virus. It's the same exact thing. China deliberately sent people around the world. This is not one of those things that's a kooky, like, oh, maybe they did this, maybe they didn't. They were telling the world they had it under control. They were telling the world it couldn't spread from human to human transmission. They knew it could. And yet there were people that they were sending their own nationals around the world. Hundreds of thousands of them, by the way, not even a small number. The president said yesterday at the White House, they're going to hold China responsible for this Cut number 11.
Make no mistake, we hold China fully responsible for concealing the virus and unleashing it upon the world. They could have stopped it. They should have stopped it. Would have been very easy to do at the source when it happened. In contrast, Joe Biden's entire career has been a gift to the Chinese Communist Party and to the calamity of errors that they've made. They made so many errors, and it's been devastating for the American worker. China has taken out hundreds of billions of dollars a year from our country, and we rebuilt China. I give them all the credit in the world. I don't give the credit for the people that used to stand here because they allowed this to happen, where hundreds of billions of dollars were taken out of the United States Treasury in order to rebuild China.
You know what's fascinating about this election is also shaping up to be who's tougher on China. Does that remind you of anything? It reminds me of 1980. It really does. Who's going to be tougher on the Soviet Union? Same thing with 1984, too. It really does have echoes of that, of the Cold War kind of politics and then the campaigning that went around that. I mean, John F. Kennedy in 1960 running on a very tough platform against the Soviet Union. And so this is fascinating to watch this develop. It's also interesting, too, to think about the groups that defend China, whether it's Hollywood or the NBA or Democrats. A lot of Democrats who just defend China and say, you know, it's racist to call it the China virus. And then the NBA, which, of course, we talked about this yesterday. You can call up the NBA store and you could buy a T-shirt that says kill cops, but not one that says free Hong Kong. So the hypocrisy on this is just amazing. I talked to a guy yesterday named Gordon Chang. He is a very prominent Chinese dissident who is outspoken against China, and he's written books on this too. And he said, you know, China's ultimate goal, Xi Jinping, the president of China, believes that he is destined to be the world's ruler. And it was funny, dude, I said to him, that's like what a religious extremist country would think. And he said, well, this goes back to China for thousands of years from the origins of their empires and their belief that they are the chosen people in the world. And, you know, it's easy to look at China and think to them yourself, well, this is just a country that it's just about money for them. It's actually not. It's about destiny for them. It's about destiny for the world. And it's scary to break it down in that sense. A Hong Kong virologist who is claiming that the coronavirus was covered up by China in a big way. And I think, you know, if you have a brain, you kind of know that too, right? She was on Fox News with Bill Hemmer. And she is really worried for her life. Like, I mean, like Ghislaine Maxwell worried for her life kind of a thing. And they're not moving her cell to cell like they are Ghislaine Maxwell to hide Ghislaine Maxwell from assassins. By the way, on that note, Jeffrey Epstein's pal, Ghislaine Maxwell, they're moving her from cell to cell so that assassins don't get her. Now, first of all, how are assassins even possibly able to get her? And doesn't that then confirm that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, because assassins can get you in a federal correctional facility and they have to move you around so the assassins don't? Can we all at least now agree to that? All right, so this is the Hong Kong virologist talking to Bill Hemmer, cut four.
What did the Chinese lie about that you can prove?
Okay, first, as I mentioned in the video in Fox, our government already knows that before the end of December, there are over 40 people get infected, but not, as they mentioned, like 27. And also, most importantly, there are human-to-human transmission already at that time. But they keep lying until middle of June, actually 20 June, they admitted.
Okay, so your claim is that at the end of December, there is human-to-human transition. And the Chinese government and the World Health Organization did not cop to that until about 3 weeks later. What is the U.S. government now able to do with your information, doctor, if you're right?
I'm waiting to tell all the things I know, provide all the evidence to U.S. government. And I want them to understand. I also want U.S. people to understand how terrible this is. It's not what you have thought. It's not what you have read through the media or listened from our China government, even WHO. This is something really different. And we have to trace the true evidence and get the real answer, because this is a key point to solve this pandemic. If not, we really don't have much time.
We really don't have much time. And it's also, you know, the idea, too, of there are other viruses, too, that China has, that the world is holding their breath, hoping that those viruses are not unleashed. we're watching right now the world come together against China. This decision by the UK with Huawei yesterday was very significant. The National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien's in France right now. They're having a summit of world leaders, and they're discussing these topics. And I think the West is now finally waking up and saying, you know what? We got a bad guy in the world here, and we got to do something about it. Now, look, I'm not advocating World War III. I don't want World War III. That doesn't end well for anybody. China's got a lot of people, and they've got nuclear weapons, and that doesn't end well. I've seen that movie before, and it ends with Jason Robards' hair falling out. I don't want to see that movie. But what I am saying, though, is that we have to recognize that China is not our friend, and we are so dependent upon China. And we also have to recognize, too, that China's goal with technology is not to give us free apps so the kids can make dance videos. It's to spy on us and ultimately to control our country. That is the ultimate goal of this of China. We're shaping up watching a presidential election where we have a bad guy in the world. And we don't have a bad guy in the world because we think it's good political strategy to have a bad guy in the world. Nope, this isn't people sitting in a room going, you know, it'd be great, let's recreate a Cold War and we'll make China the Soviet Union in this example, and we'll make Trump Reagan in this example. No, this is unfolding. And in my opinion, President Trump has spent far too much time praising China over the years, his strategy of thinking that he could win them over. And I think he recognizes now that he can't. You know, I think he goes into this with the idea of in business, you can win over anybody. And it's just a matter of time. And it's his nature. He's a gracious guy to be around. I've been around him a lot, so I know that. Just is kind of his nature. But I think he's finally realizing the fact that you can't win China over. You can say a million nice things about Xi Jinping in public. They still want to dominate the world. They believe it's their destiny to dominate the world, and they're not looking for flattery to change their opinion on something, and they're not looking to become a global partner in things. What they're looking for is world domination. And they have several different planks they want to use that through technology. They want to use that through, achieve that through technology and other aspects of that as well. And yet, in politics, looking at this, you've got, say, Democrat Representative Jackie Speier, for example, praising China's discipline on the coronavirus. Cut 7.
You look at China with so much more in terms of population, 4 times as much in population, and they're faring much better because they have shown the kind of discipline necessary to address this.
They have not shown discipline, but if they have shown discipline, it's only because there's no freedom in China. You're not allowed to express yourself, and you're not allowed to go against the government. You're not allowed to pull a Fauci and come out and disagree with the White House. And I mean, the beautiful thing about America is that you're allowed to do that stuff. The beautiful thing about China is, it's not a beautiful thing in China. You can't do that stuff. You're toast if you try to do that. Speaking of this virus, I mean, we're looking at this right now as a country, and we're divided over things like reopening schools. And again, this was put in our lap by the Chinese Communist Party. They put this in our lap, this virus. It was not an accident. And we have to wake up to that fact that even if it did just get out of the lab accidentally, what they did with it after that is why the world should hold China responsible. So Joe Biden now is running on a platform of saying, I'm going to start making things in the United States of America now. I'm not going to be so reliant on China. And you're going to see ads from now until Election Day. I think I read somewhere that the Trump campaign is going to spend, I believe it's like $7 million between now and Election Day just in Pennsylvania alone, that maybe even more. And the ads you're going to see are Joe Biden's for China, Donald Trump's for China, and it's going to go back and forth. And you're going to see that. It's going to be about who is more pro-China. And the Trump campaign is just going to bash Biden every chance they can get on anything positive that he ever said. And guess what? The Biden campaign is going to do the exact same thing. They're going to take every time the president stood up and said something positive about Xi Jinping, and they're going to turn that into an ad and say Donald Trump kowtows to China. This is what the election is shaping out to be. Isn't that amazing? You know, as we sit here on July 15th of 2020, isn't that amazing that, I mean, for me as a student of history, I guess I'm kind of looking at this and I'm thinking that this is really fascinating to watch this. And someday our kids are going to, if they ever go back to school or they're going to learn about this, maybe from their parents in the kitchen while they're day drinking, they're going to learn about the fact that we were engaged in a major Cold War with a global power that's actually really, as my friend who's a doctor who is from China put it to me right before this virus hit, China's really a third world country in many ways. You know, it's not as what people think of in terms of a first world country. There's a tremendous amount of poverty in China. They have a lot of major infrastructure problems. They have a lot of problems in China. But here we are in the midst of a Cold War with them. And the presidential election is now going to be a battle between who is tougher on China and who's going to be tougher on them in the years to come to protect the United States of America. When you talk about this virus changing everything, this virus has changed everything.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.